Great job today. Whatever you've done.
Video games.
Oh.
Thanks. So I've got a little bit of an audio bag here, and all the Dion talk today reminded me that we actually made a few bets back the day after his press conference.
All the Dion talk.
Well, it's not just our show.
So what do you mean?
The Dion talk or the bets?
Yeah, the bets. Okay. I remember the Dion talk. That was very recent.
It was awesome. You guys killed it.
I don't remember the bets.
So,
like, over-under on how many games he lasts?
No, we were just going over the press conference and how wacky that was, and then Jake just decides, you know what, I'm just going to throw this out here.
I'm ready to make another insane bet, but we need to round the edges off of it over the next few days. I don't think he ever coaches a game. Maybe a better bet is that he does coach a season, but that within one calendar year, like, say, from the time the press conference was yesterday, there's an investigation.
Yeah.
Like, that's the easiest money ever, right?
They're postponed till the spring for now, right?
Yeah, I think they start mid-February. Does he see the sideline for game one, Dan?
I would probably go on your side.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I can get the twofer of he never coaches a game and there's an investigation?
I'm going to say this. I bet you he makes it through one season and then bails. And says, I was just doing this to prop up their brand and their name and to help kids realize that you don't have to go to LSU or Oklahoma or wherever to get a degree and become a pro athlete. I just wanted people to know this was an option. But it will last 1 year max.
And the three wins they rack up will last less than a year as they're vacated at the conclusion
of the
investigation.
Right, because they paid a three-star cornerback who opted out of Southern Miss to go there.
I'm going to say they start 0-4 and he resigns.
Ooh, you don't think he's built for the struggles, the rigors of college football program building.
I don't believe his scheme. he's probably just going to say, well, just why aren't you winning? You guys suck. I'm out of here.
Be more prime.
There you go.
Oh, dear. There's a lot there.
All right, yeah. So Blake already lost.
Yeah,
Blake's
I'm out.
And so am I if the only thing I really stated was he would never see game one.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I also didn't know that they were going to play schools that are named after 840 characters, and maybe once they start playing in their own conference, they won't be quite as dominant. But
yeah, who thought they could schedule a cup?
But I'm not backing off, and nothing over the last couple of days has resulted in me backing off the opinion that an investigation is coming at some point.
Well, giving yourself a year cushion.
They were investigating to find his phone and stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. I think has to pay.
But pushing it ahead a year is smart. Not as smart as Johnny Manziel, who gave himself a 12-year cushion. But you still have a full year.
And I also still have 5.5 months of growing a beard. So I'm not...
I think it looks good.
Taking any wins.
So that was from September 22nd of 2020. And yeah, not looking good. So this last clip I have for you is from last week. Did you see our guy Ed Herz is like making the rounds nationally?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what.
We launched him.
The Blake guest booking, the BBL, the Blake Booking League, was doing very well last week because we saw our University of Houston professor, economist, Ed Herz getting national pub, and I got texted or whatever, right? Some kind of a social media missive late at night that they saw Dan Henry, Fox 4 meteorologist, on the BBC.
Wow.
Good day, man. That?
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. Was there another guest? I think, well, I know Judge Clay Jenkins was on the phone with the White House. So that's pretty cool.
Good job, Blake.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't get used to that.
All right. This is from a clip from our interview with Ed Herz. Do you remember his fire alarm was going off during the interview?
How could I forget?
Kind of.
Well, there's a few ticket layers in here that I thought were pretty funny.
So they go to Oregon, Washington, Wyoming. So the fire alarm is going off in my building here.
Oh, dear.
Well, by all means, do not evacuate. Finish this interview.
This is local sports
no,
radio.
No. If you need to go, we can pick this up later. You got to get out of there. Do what you got to do.
And so,
fire would almost be welcome, but in a weird way. Yeah.
And so the so California gets 35% of its electricity from other states. That would be Oregon, Washington.
Okay, then he goes.
There's
on.
Very other teams.
Yes,
I was gonna say two things jumped out at me was the his really good laugh, really nice clean laugh early, and then other states.
Yeah,
cut other states.
Let me hear the laugh.
All right, the laugh reminded me of Tom Gribble.
Oh dear.
That is very.
Do you have the Gribble one?
Not up in front of me.
Okay.
But then
he did fight through it, yeah.
And then here at the end, of course, we have other teams.
So California gets 35% of its electricity from other states.
other teams?
Yeah, that was quite a moment. He was fighting through, but then he kind of started getting a little bit of shake voice. And we feel bad because a guy's house could be on fire, but we're hammering him with tough grid-related questions for our
dump zone.
Yeah.
Popped right back into California, 35%.
And that's not even an e-break on the week that we had. I mean, that probably doesn't even make it past the second round of the tickets week.
Hold on here.
I'm going to hold on.
I'm going to get something for you.
No.
So apparently you think we sound funny.
Maybe. Let me see. Let's see. There you go.
Here's Ed Hirsch.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's the same laugh. That's the same laugh. I halfway Gribble-related expected whenever Ed Hirsch was running around his house to hear bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. From Mino in the background, the Gribble Fest. Oh, it's too much to fight through already. All right, thank you, Blake. Coming up next, more ticket.